All right, part two of the event staple Super Friday continues with the self-titled album or EP. I don't know how, whatever. Self-titled. Just finished up listening to FM for the first time. Enjoyed that. Enjoyed that quite a bit. I didn't realize this one was also produced by Kenny Beats. I didn't know that. Today I learned. But FM, man, like, FM's a great combination of just fun to listen to. Beats, sound, vocal performance, everything's going on there. But then there's another level, too. Like, Vince isn't necessarily, like, getting super, super particular with lyrics, but he's saying some shit where I left that album, I walked away like, God, what a contrast of just, this is fun, and I've been, you know, having a great summer, and this is paradise, and with my friends, yet all this awful shit is happening at the same time. He packaged those two ideas very well in that little album. This one, I don't know what to expect. It's got more Kenny Beats, who I really enjoy. I like what Kenny does in terms of production. He's a good producer. I think he produced the whole thing. He's at least involved with every track. So it looks like there's other producers on this one. So a little bit more variety on the production side. There are two music videos for this one. Music videos will be Patreon. Patreon's $2. MP3 if you want to just listen. No ads. All that standard bullshit. And then after this, I'm going to drop into the new one. I'm not going to listen to Ramona Park for no particular reason other than it's a little longer. So basically with the Super Friday today, doing the new album and then the two other little projects that are kind of quick. So there you go. This is 10 tracks, 22 minutes. I'm kind of excited, man. Like I said at the beginning of the FM reaction, for whatever reason, I haven't gone back to Vince Staples, and I feel like a fucking moron because of it. When I listened to Big Fish Theory last night, I was like, holy shit, I really like Big Fish Theory. I forgot about Big Fish Theory. Anyway, all right. Let's jump in. Track one's called Are You With That? First time listening to the self-titled album by Vince Staples. Here we go. Super Friday continues. Are You With That? Resky and Kenny Beats producing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I already like the sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. City going up. So you better bust. Finish who really wanna us. Really spilling blood. Everybody tough. Today gotta go and see the judge. Nigga better hush. Remember growing up, all I wanted was to be a thug. Wanted me a plug to get a little bread. Shoot a couple niggas in the head. Still outside. I don't hide from this shit for life. Had to fight for my life. Took them hits and
strides.
If I die for the guys, have my candlelight going up like the club. After that, go slide. Are you with that? I won't get back. I'm gonna hop out and crack. Are you with that? I won't get cracks. I'm gonna flock. I'm gonna stack. Are you with that? Won't forget that shit I saw in my past. Are you with that? Like I'm with that. Hope you watching your back.
I kind of like the muted tone there of that chorus. Like you kind of expect the chorus to hit a bit, but it was muted. It was neat. This is kind of laid back.
Yeah. Whenever I miss those days, visit my crypts that lay under the ground, running around. We was them kids that played all in the street, following leads and niggas who lost their ways. Some of them outside still, some of them inside graves. I'm a real beach boy. Come ride my way. Left me with the either or. Fill these voids and fill my bank. Blue strips only. You switched on me.
Wow.
Mama told me about you snakes. Keep my shit off safety. You know you can't never be too safe.
Good wordplay there.
I'm gonna hop out and crack. Are you with that? I want big racks. I'm gonna flock. I'm gonna stack. Are you with that? Won't forget that shit I saw in my past. Are you with that? Like I'm with that. Hope you watching your back.
And it just rolls in too. So with FM, I was just ruining the whole album because I had to pause between tracks. And I basically recorded that, did some stuff, and now I'm going to record this one. So I haven't had a chance to listen to FM uninterrupted yet, but I really liked too how that one just rolled track to track. Cool opener for this one. Are You With That? City's going up, so you better bust Finn and see who really one of us. Really spilling blood. Everybody's tough till they gotta go see the judge. Better hush. Remember growing up, all I wanted was to be a thug. Wanted me a plug till I get a little bread, shoot a couple people in the head. Still outside, I don't hide from the shit for life. Had to fight for my life. Took them hits in stride. If I die for the guys, have my candlelight. Ha. Huh. On the previous album on FM, I was mentioning how Vince just does this great job of simply presenting who he is. I like that he just kind of lays it out there for the listener to take however they take it. He doesn't spend a lot of time trying to convince me of things, you know? He simply says it and moves on, and that's it. And when I encounter people like that, either in art or just in life, they're okay. The more someone tries to convince me, the more someone tries to make me believe something, the more skeptical I become. Because usually, I just trust that someone's telling me the truth. So if you're going to go on this long thing about convincing me, well then, why would you do that? Why, if it's already telling me the truth, why do you need to convince me of this thing? You know? Anyway. Are you with that? I want to get back. I'm going to hop out the crack. Are you with that? Big racks. I'm going to flock of stack. Are you with that? Whenever I miss those days, visit my crypts that lay under the ground, running around. We was them kids that played, dead homies. All in the streets, following the leads of people who lost their way, dead homies. Some of them outside still, some of them inside graves. I'm a real beach boy, come ride my wave. Fill these voids or fill my bank. See, it's shit like that, man, where it's like left with either or. Fill these voids or fill my bank. Because he can't undo the past. Everything that's happened has happened. So what, you move forward. You know, and it's like, is he supposed to feel guilty about making money? No, it's kind of dumb. Why? You know, you've made it. Make money. I mean, that's kind of the goal, right? But there's also this just shitty feeling of, you know, why am I alive, but my friends are dead? You know, it's just fucking wild. Good shit. Good opener. Oh, God. Let's move on to track two. Law of Averages. This would be a fun ride, too. Same producers, Reski and Kenny Beats. Was Reski the first one? Yeah. Okay. Track two, Law of Averages. It's weird. It, like, cuts it off.
Fuck a bitch, I don't trust no bitch with my government. Fuck a friend, I don't want no friends with no open hands. Count my bands all alone at home. Don't you call my phone. Everyone that I ever known ask me for a loan. Leave me alone, 44 Stallone. Get that nigga gone. Raging boy, this not paid in full, but I kill my own. Yes, I love you cause you black, but don't love your ass like that. I will put you on a shirt if you fuck me out my racks. Cherry app, down the app, hold you ass. Louis bag, Gucci bag,
oh, trippy sound. Baggage.
I will never give my money to a bad bitch. I will never give my money to a bad bitch. Derry Ev, Locust Ev, ho, you average. Birkin bag, Chloe bag, you got baggage. You will never catch me slipping out in traffic. You will never catch me slipping out in traffic.
Something that struck me during the course. I have no idea if this is supposed to be this way, if this was intentional, or if I'm just, you know, just grabbing an idea. If it just popped in there, was he's talking about, you know, I don't trust a bitch, I don't need no friends with open hand, count my bands all alone at home. And then you get into this chorus with these like weird sound effects, and they're kind of muffled a little bit, and it makes me think of a guy in his room by himself, door shut, but on the other side of the door, you can hear people and they're talking and maybe they're arguing a little bit. So maybe a little bit of yelling, which is like the higher pitch of this muffled sound. And it just painted this picture of somebody, he wants to be alone. He wants to be so alone that there are people at his house, but he's still in his room, door shut, counting his money alone. Like, you're even here and I still don't want to be around you, type of a thing. I don't know if that's supposed to be what's happening there with the sound, but the sound is very odd. And, you know, a lot of these, I'll say this a lot, you know, they don't necessarily do shit just at random. Usually it's got a reason, a purpose to it. And I wonder if that's why that sound is like that in the chorus, to represent somebody on the other side of the door, a closed door.
Big AMGs and SMGs, I'm in a dash shit, ay. Wasn't what he thought, we called him like a catfish, ay. Niggas falling out and screaming like they Baptist. Only love her if she ratchet, ay. If that ass shit, ay. Got the squabble, now he cash his clay. But them Hurricane Carter, you know I'm gonna catch a case. But Lil Wayne Carter, what I call my 38. Kiss your baby in the face if you play with where I stay, baby. Down the app, average. Louis bag, Gucci bag, you got trippy baggage. I will never give my money to a bad bitch. I will never give my money to a bad bitch. Derry Ave, Locust Ave, ho, you average. Birkin bag, Chloe bag, you got baggage. You will never catch me slipping out in traffic. You will never catch me slipping out in traffic.
Ha, trippy. This is neat. This is very neat. It's like, I wanted to call it like more experimental, but I feel like it's more artistic. And this is like, this is cool. If Vince is kind of diving more into an artistic side here, that'd make for a really cool ride. Ha. There, this verse too, this is something else that he did in FM, and he actually in, you know, Hell Can Wait and Big Fish Theory too, but every now and then he goes onto these little storytelling sessions, but they're just vague enough to, I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about. There's a little bit of word here, wordplay here too. Everyone I've ever known has asked me for a loan. Leave me alone. 44 Stallone gets a person gone. Raging Bull, which is the boxing movie, right? This is not Paid in Full. I've never heard Paid in Full. I need to sit down with that one. I'll put you on my shirt. I'll put you on a shirt. You fuck me out of my rack. So basically, I'm gonna kill you. You're gonna catch me out in traffic. The second verse. Wasn't what he thought. Kind of like a catfish. So he tricked him. So I wonder. See, this is a reference to something that's going on, right? So catfishing, right? I wonder if he like lured somebody out with like a fake profile or some shit like that. But basically, wasn't what he thought. We caught him like a catfish. They're falling out, screaming like they're Baptists. Only love her if she ratchets, if the assets. Got a squabble, now he's Cassius Clay, which is Muhammad Ali. But I'm Hurricane Carter, you know I'm going to catch a case. I don't know who Hurricane Carter is. Famous boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter, the case he was referring to is the infamous wrongful murder conviction that started Carter to prison for 19 years. Vince is playfully saying that he won't make it a fair fight, but would use a weapon and hence catch a case. Oh, okay. So he was a boxer. Okay, that makes sense. Lil Wayne Carter, what I call my 38, kiss your baby in the face. What does that mean? What does it mean to kiss your baby in the face? Let's see. I'll just read the whole annotation. Let's see. Next line is double entendre playing off of Lil Wayne and his mentor Cash Money's baby infamously kissing as a form of greeting and the controversy that this revelation revealed. Okay. Didn't know about that. Well, there you go. Interesting. I like the like muted sounds in there. It just as soon as he said that line of "Leave me alone, I count my money alone," and then that sound came in. It just felt like people in the other room. Cool shit. Let's keep going. It's track three's called Sundown Town. Producers are Zavi, Dutch Boy, and probably Kenny. Yeah, Kenny Beats. Here we go. Track three, Sundown Town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ha ha. Ha.
Yeah. yeah. I could die tonight, show today. I'm finna go get paid on the violent tight. So don't play that you want your grade. We was in the hood, rent was late. Ain't had Section 8, had the 38 in the 8th, moved on 68. Then they put us out. We was sleeping on my auntie couch. Then she put us out. Stomach growling, stealing from the rouse. If I pull it out, I'ma send a nigga to the clouds. Watch them bullets bounce. Fell in love with guns, I love the sound, yeah.
Again, it just got this patient, held back feeling. It's a little withdrawn.
I don't fear no man, only all I got the upper hand. Lost too many friends, tilted down the streets. I can't pretend that I make amends. I know that the blood gon' spill again. Hanging on them counters, same as hanging from a ceiling fan. When I see my fans, I'm too paranoid to shake their hands. Clutching on the blame, don't know if you forward, if you fam. I don't got a plan, I'm just out here thugging to the end. Niggas know I never fought a band. Yeah.
Huh. You know what's neat about this song is it's because it's kind of spacious and it's got that like rapid bit of tapping and the sound of Vince's voice and his little bit of hesitation, he has created a bit of a feeling of just apprehension, maybe a little bit of paranoia, just not just kind of staying away just a little bit. Not fully withdrawn, not like running or anything like that, but just this big boundary. I'm going to keep a lot of space between me and everything else. It just feels that way. It feels like a barrier. I'm going to back it up just a bit, and there's about a minute to play now. This is great. This is great. I mean, he's really him and the producers, man, they're really just putting this texture in here. From sun up till the sun is down, trying to run up and running wild. Was it this? Now I'm starting to get albums mixed up. Was it this one? Was it this album talking about I'm going to die today, so it doesn't matter? Or was it actually this song? Maybe I'm already so far outside of my mind here. Oh, I can die tonight, so today I'm offended to get paid. I'm the violent type, so don't play unless you want your grave. I mean, again, he does it. Vince just has this ability somehow, some way of, like, I don't understand anything. I don't know what he's like. I don't know what his life is like. I don't know where he came from. I don't know anything about the guy. But I feel like, artistically, he has this ability to just carefully, somewhat, as well as he can, put me in his mental space. Not necessarily in his shoes, but just in his mental space. He captures his feelings and puts it into music very well. Very, very well. This whole song is just, it's not fearful, it's not scared, it's not paranoid, it's not running, but there's just this constant, just like hanging apprehension, this awareness that at any moment, something could happen. And it's just there. There's this presence in the song, in the music. It's incredible. Man. Put us out. We're sleeping on his couch. Fell in love with guns. I love the sound. Where was the song? The line about the ceiling fan. I don't fear no man. Only all that's got the upper hand. Lost too many friends to these to the down the streets. I can't to the down the streets. That's crazy. I can't pretend. I can't pretend that I'll make amends. I know that blood's gonna spill again. Hanging on them corners, same as hanging from a ceiling fan. So there's just this awareness of, I know where this shit goes. And you can't deny it, right? Like, if you live your life in this kind of thing and you see your friends die, you can't deny it. You can't deny it. When I see my friends, my fans, I'm too paranoid to shake their hands. I don't have a plan. I'm just out here thugging till the end. Pacing around and moving across the room, pacing around, moving. This is that, fuck, man. Sundown Town, that might be my favorite one right there. That was great. I mean, Are You With That was a great opener, but that Sundown Town, it's just got this essence to it. That was really, really good. And I love that it, on the outro, it just hangs there for a while. You don't get to escape it, because that's another element of this feeling of, it's always present. Doesn't show up and then leave. No. It's always present. Always present. And so the ending section of that song captures that as well. This is pretty brilliant, honestly. Track 4 is called The Shining, produced by Kenny Beats Harper and Wawa James. Drop it into track 4, The Shining. Odd little sound here.
Little niggas out here with no purpose, loaded lurking. Rather get flipped than go flip burgers, tie and swerving. Niggas ain't built like that in person, city burning. Can't be saved with no sermon, still in searching. Ain't no nerd, left some enemies on that curb. I cannot be perturbed, I live by every word. I put this on my verse, I know my mama proud. These haters wanna down me. Please, it's not what you think. It ain't dead at all. I could be gone in the blink, I don't wanna leave. Yeah. It's not what you thought.
Huh.
Dying broke a live with broken hearts. Let's go. Blow her with a beam.
This is incredible too.
Blow her with a beam.
Wow.
Shine when I hit the scene. Green and grasses, made it out, don't make shit for the masses, winning traffic. No, you can't be giving out no passes, fuck a mansion. Ask when I'ma move to Malibu or Calabasas. I can't never do it, I'm too active, she attractive. But she plastic, I can't get with that shit, she the baddest. But
they're
doing bad, how that happen? Yes, he rapping, but he ain't got no bag, how that happen? Yes, I'm cracking, but hard to understand how it happened. It's not what you think.
Ha! Huh. This song's incredible too, man.
I don't wanna leave. Yeah. It's not what you thought. We dying broke a live with broken hearts. Let's go. Blow her with a beam. Shine when I hit the scene. Blow her with a beam. Shine when I hit the scene.
God, this is fucking cool. This is really cool. There's such a mood being formed in these tracks, man. This one and the last one. Oh my God. Wow. And it actually, it like fades out. So we kind of get a quick little break. I wonder, it makes me wonder how track 5 is going to drop in. If it's going to pop or if we're going to stay in a lower mood. Wow. Don't get murdered. Little people out here with no purpose, loaded lurking. They'd rather get flipped than go flip burgers. Cheyenne swerving. Ain't built like that in person. City's burning. Can't be saved with no sermon. Still in search of... Nerd. Vince references the 2001 debut album In Search Of by alternative rap and rock band Nerd, made up of Neptunes, Pharrell Williams, Chad Hugo, and Shay Haley. The album named after the investigation show of the same name. The band's acronym stands for No One Ever Really Dies. Okay. Left some enemies on that curb. I cannot be perturbed. I lived out every word I put in some verse. I know my mama's proud. These haters want to down me. Not what you think. I could be gone in a blink. I don't want to leave. It's not what you thought. We die and broke or live with broken hearts. I feel like that's a play on, you know, if you make it, you actually have some money, but instead of being broke, you just have a broken heart. Yeah. But if you don't make it, it's probably because you died. You never got a chance to make it, and you were broke. Blower with a beam. What is this? Gun with a laser sight. Okay. Gun with a laser sight. Shine when I hit the scene. Oh, that makes that line a little different right there. Greener grass has made it out. I don't make shit for the masses. When in traffic, you can't be giving out passes. Fuck a mansion. Ask when I'm going to move to Malibu or Calabasas. I can't never do it. I'm too active. She's attractive, but she's plastic. One of the things that struck me the most when I was early in the channel and I was listening to Tupac for the first time, and you know, I remember being in high school and just being a hater of Tupac for no reason, because I didn't listen to the music. I just was a hater for no reason. And then realizing, you know, basically how much I agree with the guy now. So it was a huge 180 for me. But one of the things he talked about was when he made it, he felt he almost became homeless, in the sense of he couldn't go live in the rich neighborhood because nobody wanted him there. And he couldn't stay in the poor neighborhood because everybody was like trying to chase him down. So he had nowhere to go. It's like, that's fucking wild right there. That's really wild. Huh. Cool shit, man. God, this is cool. And then there's this other thing, you know, but out here doing bad, how'd that happen? He's rapping, but he ain't got no bag. How'd that happen? And he says, yes, I'm cracking. Hard to understand how it happens. What does that mean? Vince has repeatedly said he doesn't listen to music at all, and he writes his music quick. One example was 8 minutes for a hit. He doesn't really try hard at the words and doesn't know how others grind and work hard every day to do this. Okay. That's kind of funny. Well, this is great. This is fantastic so far. First four tracks are brilliant. Track five is called Taking Trips, produced by Monte Booker and Kenny Beats. Let's drop into track five, Taking Trips.
Trippin', yeah, listen, I ain't going, riding foreign, riches, off a torn,
call ignoring,
miss my brothers, die for colors, quitters, catching snitches, doing vicious, living like a DJ, quick to leave her, just because like Anita, she in love, but it's leisure. Real around the corner bleeder, bounce out on them on Artesia, now we got amnesia, tripping,
yeah, huh,
tripping, tripping, tripping,
huh,
tripping, yeah, tripping, tripping, yeah, tripping, yeah.
This is a cool sound too, man.
Always been the one to cuff. I ain't gonna lie, sometimes I hit it once and then I'm stuck. I ain't gonna lie, no, you not the only one. Ain't gonna lie, she only want me cause I'm money tough. I hate July, crime is high, the summer sucks.
Crime is high,
hit the beach without my heat, it's in my trunks. They ride the tight, I don't got no one to trust. Trust and believe, I see this shit that's up your sleeves. Come fuck with me, we living fast as SRTs. Yeah. Don't come for me unless go find me what you see. Yeah, they lighting candles on the curb, they not the teeth. Yeah. My hood impatient, so be wary if it's beef, yeah. Pull up location, is the belly of the beast, yeah. This shit get deadly, hope you ready to decease, yeah. It's just you and me.
Huh.
Pay me what you owe, this shit ain't free. No.
I knew very well that I was supposed to go straight home from school. But I just couldn't refuse. I knew I was doing the wrong thing. But I guess it was more important to be accepted by the guys than anything else.
Trippin'.
What is that from? A Bronx Tale. I haven't seen that forever.
Trippin'. 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 Yeah.
Maybe the fellows of the gang weren't the greatest. But I didn't want to be left out.
Huh. That's good shit. You know, first thing, of course, I always think of is Kendrick, right? Art of Peer Pressure. That's just one of my favorite songs ever, basically. It's a fucking great song. But the other thing, you know, there's a lot always said about, you know, wanting to feel included and wanting to have community and all that other stuff, right? Like, I think a lot of us already understand that. But I feel like sometimes less talked about is the other side of that same coin of if you... In this, you know, from the Bronx Tale or just this general idea of, you know, going straight home and not hanging out with these guys who are doing, you know, no good. There's also this element of if you don't do that, you're rejecting them. You know, it's so much emphasis on make sure you don't fall into the wrong crowd or peer pressure or whatever. But there is something to be said of the negatives that can come from rejecting a community, especially if they're very prominent around you, and the damage that can have on your life if you reject them. Because sometimes, you know, depending on the situation, and this kind of applies everywhere, you know, it could be cliques at school, it could be cliques at work, who knows? But if there's this group and that's, you know, especially at work, you know, it comes up a lot where it's like, oh yeah, you're buddy with this guy and that guy and so, and because of that, you're probably going to get the promotion. You're probably going to do this. Versus if you just show up, work and leave and you're not part of those circles. Oh, that hurts you, right? Oh, well, oh, I see. You're a little too good for us. You don't want to hang out with us. Well, okay. We'll just see how that works for you in a professional atmosphere. Anyway, there's just that. So it's kind of a double whammy is really what I'm trying to get at after my long-winded rant of essentially nothing of, yeah, if you join in, okay, now you know, maybe you're getting some peer pressure and you're making bad decisions and you're doing stupid shit. But if you refuse it, well, now you've got this group of people who essentially want you to be friends with them, sort of, but now they're just out to fucking treat you bad, just as bad as anybody else. So, you know, what decision do you make if both choices more or less lead to a similar outcome? Not much of a choice at all, is there? I ain't going riding foreign, riches off of touring, call ignoring, miss my brothers, die for colors. Quidditch catching snitches doing bitches, I don't know. Just because like Anita Baker, I don't remember who Anita Baker is. I feel like I recognize the name. Singer, songwriter, okay. Huh. I ain't gonna lie, always been the one to cuff. Ain't gonna lie, sometimes I hit it once and then I'm stuck. You're not the only one. She only wants me because I'm money touch. I hate July. Crime is high. The summer sucks. Can't even hit the beach without my heat. It's in my trunks. That's another song that came up. Shit, was it Fun? We just want to have fun. We don't want the circus. We just want to have fun. Imagine, I just want to go to the beach. Can I please just go to the beach and enjoy myself? No. Still got to bring my shit with me. They ride the tide. I got no one to trust. Trust and believe. I see the shit that's up your sleeve. I kind of like that little spin around there on no one to trust and then trust and believe that I see the shit that's up your sleeve. So kind of a spin around of, no, you can trust me. No, I trust you. I trust in the bullshit that you're trying to pull on me right now because I can see it. Don't come for me unless GoFundMe what you sink. So I think, isn't this like a reference of if you die? Yeah, you got to go get GoFundMe to pay for it, sure. Pull up location is the belly of the beast. She gets deadly. Hope you're ready to decease. It's just you and me, huh? Crazy. And it's just called tripping. Yeah, good shit. All right, let's move on. I'm enjoying this quite a bit. Track 6 is called The Apple and the Tree. First thing I think of is the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. That's what, you know, the saying. Producer is Kenny Beach. Drop it in at track 6, Apple and the Tree.
I said, your daddy's going to jail for trying to shoot somebody. I said, you know, and I didn't even know I had did that. I had forgot I had did it. I was looking for I had to be kind of out of my mind, but I was angry. You know, sometimes when I got angry, I didn't think. So I went over to somebody's house. I knew the girl. I knew the people in the house and everything, but I'm over there looking for somebody, you know, trying to get a nigga. You know what I mean? I'm like, shit. And they said, yeah, man, come and get over my house, girl, looking for a I'm like, damn, I must have been real stupid. But I'm just saying, to the point where I'm trying to make it where I came from.
Huh.
You know what I mean? You know, I was singing the choir with gun in my purse. So don't go there with me. Don't tell me what, I don't care what you want. You did.
Wow. This is incredible. Incredible, man. There's no summary. There's no annotations. There's nothing. There's nothing here. There's nothing. There's literally no explanation about the song at all. I'm on my own. And what's kind of fun is if you look on the stats, well, you can't see my cursor, but it says the date and then it says how many people are viewing this page. One. It's just me, y'all. Is this his mom? Is this a recording of his mom? I have no idea. I'm just literally guessing. But if the track is called The Apple on the Tree, if he's saying with this track, with this recording, I'm the tree, or I'm the apple that fell from the tree. This is the tree. Clearly I didn't fall that far from it. She's talking about a singing choir with a gun in my purse. Don't go there with me. Don't tell me. I don't care what you want. You're dead. I kind of had a hard time understanding what exactly she was talking about. She's talking to somebody else. I don't, you know, like I told Nicole, I done got on the witness stand and lied my ass off. So your daddy's going to jail for trying to shoot somebody. I said, now, you know, she doesn't complete the sentence too often. She keeps changing what she's talking about. But then she says something about, I didn't even know I did that. I forgot I did that. I was looking for her. I had to be kind of out of my mind, but I was angry. Sometimes when I get angry, I didn't think. So here's another hint of maybe Vince talking about how far he has not fallen from the tree. If he gets angry, and when he gets angry, he doesn't think. And he has left little hints about, you know, no plan, just out here thugging for life, basically. I took a peek in the house and everything. I'm over there looking for somebody, you know, trying to get a person. I'm like, shit. And they said, y'all remember the time when you came over the house, girl, looking for so-and-so? We didn't even know what to do. We're like, damn, she's at the door again. And she's like, I'm like, damn, I must have been real stupid. But I'm just saying, to the point where I'm trying to make up where I come from. Huh. Trippy. Trippy, trippy. I really like how Vince does this. I like how he just leaves these little tidbits. Just, here's this, here's this, here's this. And I love how he leaves it open for us to just take it in, however you want to take it in. There's two reasons for that. One, it leaves it open to our own interpretation, which is just a lot of fun in general. But also, two, and I said either in this video or the previous video, all this shit is like blurring together now. By the time I get to the new album, I'm not going to remember what I said about what and when. I've said before how I don't feel like he's trying to convince me, so it feels a little more believable to me. But also, he has this air of, he doesn't care if we believe him or not. Like, our belief of what he has said and what has happened to him has no effect on what has happened to him, you know? This is something I find kind of fascinating when people get all upset about somebody that doesn't believe them or whatever. It's like, it doesn't matter if people think this or don't think that, has no effect on reality and what happened. And I understand, you know, you're trying to convince somebody and sometimes it comes off as disrespectful if they're not believing you, but like, then fucking who cares? Like, fuck them. They don't believe you, fuck them. They're just wrong. And you're wasting your time arguing over them not believing you. When if you know it's real, who gives a shit? This is fucking fascinating. This is fascinating. I'm going to literally put a heart next to an interlude. I don't do that very often. Track 7 is called Take Me Home. Produced by Kenny Beats. Drop it in, track 7. Fascinating fucking album.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Good production, Kenny. You fucking.
I know I'm gonna die, but I will for the cause. Yeah. Swallowing my pride like them pills, y'all be off. Yeah. I hate when you hide, but you hate feeling lost. I hate every time that you ask, can we talk? Yeah. Tell me what I did now, drying off your tears now. Fighting for some years now, something got to give. I don't wanna rebound, I just wanna sleep sound. Don't wanna dream about the shit I done did. You know these trips come with baggage, been all across this atlas, but keep coming back to this place cause they trapped us. I preach what I practice. These streets all I know, and it's no place like home.
Ooh. Ha.
They take me home like I clicked my shoes.
Ha. That's beautiful.
The prices got high. They save it to since I'm fine. I got no sense of I vibe like
going south, blower on the seat. With the windows down, music loud, let them hear the beat. When it's quiet out, they hear the sound of those who rest in peace, trying to drown the violence out, but let them say that they want beef. And we riding out, finding out where them niggas be. If they hanging out, lay them out, airing out the street. Then it's out the way, out of state. Please don't tell on me, don't need no more felonies. All these broken memories, I be solo dolo, never know who working with police. When I hit the set, it's loaded, I don't know who envy me. I'm the only one who made it out. You remember me? Is you a friend of me? You plan on killing me? No.
Wow, man.
They take me home like I clicked my shoes. I'm up, the prices got high.
Huh, this is incredible.
I got no sense of I vibe like sometimes I try. I can't tell you who's in my life. I can't tell you who.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be that guy. I should say always, but sometimes this is annoying, right? I'm going to be that guy. Vince Staples is fucking underrated. Way, way underrated. This shit's incredible. This is incredible. First of all, the sound's fucking great. The vocals, Fouché, I don't know. She sounds fucking amazing. Take Me Home. It's after this, I assume this interlude of this recording of his mom. I don't want to die, but I will for the cause. Swallowing my pride like the pills y'all be off of. I hate when you're high, but you hate feeling lost. Which is an incredible implication of you get high in order to avoid feeling that way. But I hate when you get high. I hate every time you ask, can we talk? Now, my first inclination going into this was I thought, oh, is he talking about his mom? Is this a relationship with his mom? Because we just came off that previous track. Tell me what I did now, drying off your tears now, you know, fighting for some years now. Something's got to give. So that felt very much like a mother-son relationship. But then he's got this, I don't want to rebound. I just want to sleep sound. So, but rebound means like previous relationship type of thing. So, maybe it's not his mom. I don't know. Don't want to dream about the shit I done did. You know, these trips come with baggage. But across this atlas, or all across this atlas, keep coming back to this place because they trapped us. I preach what I practice. These streets all I know. That part's important. And it's a lot of stuff that he has said leading up to this is also important. Because, again, I don't remember if it's this album or FM. But he's done a great job of, across these two, I'll just say these two albums, that way I don't have to like drive myself crazy remembering, but especially with FM, portraying this fun summer, oh, it's great weather, and I'm out with my friends, and it's a beautiful day, and blah, 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 and just chaos, people dying. And there was, I think it was the last track, Trippin', he was tweaking. And, you know, struggling with these two just very different worlds colliding with each other so constantly. But then you get into this emotional warfare, this baggage, and there's these other lines in here too. You know, I'm a PCH going south, blowers on the seat, windows down, music loud. When it's quiet out, I hear the sound of those who rest in peace, trying to drown the violence out, but let them say they want beef. Let's see, where was it? Don't need no more felonies, all these broken memories. I've been solo dolo. Never know who's working with police. When I hit the set, it's loaded. I don't know who envy me. I'm the only one who made it out. Is you a friend of me? You plan on killing me? No. So there's that. And there was something else. Oh, at the end. I can't tell who's an ally. So are you a friend of me? Are you an ally? I go solo dolo because I don't know who's working with the police. Basically, in all the stuff that he's talked about, now he's talking about this element of wanting to go home, wanting to go back to the streets. That's all he knows. And really, if you think about that from his point of view, in some sense, there is more clear-cut rules and sanity to the idea of gang warfare because at least everybody identifies themselves. And as absurd as it might sound to somebody like me, you know, this idea of neighborhoods and corners and colors and all this other shit, things I have no knowledge about, right? I'm very ignorant to all of that. So please understand, if I'm saying something that sounds stupid, it's because I am stupid. I don't know about that shit. But just imagine the concept of wanting to go back to something like that, because at least then I know who my enemy is. At least then I know who is trying to kill me and who is going to ride with me, rather than emotional warfare with some person who's been in my life for a couple years and it's on again, off again, rather than people who are envious of me while I'm on tour, rather than friends who only ask for a loan and they just want money. And like, talk about the mindfuck and the colliding of worlds that happens in FM. This is this whole other level of, I'd rather go to war because at least I know who I'm fucking fighting. At least I know who I can trust and who I'm supposed to look out for. That's wild. So take me home. I don't want to die, but I will for the cause. Like, it's almost easier in a way. As fucked up as that sounds. Jesus. This is an incredible album. I'm glad I sat down with this. I almost didn't do this one. I almost picked Just FM. And then I almost picked this one. And then I almost picked Just FM. And then I was like, well, fuck it. I'll just do them both this short. This is great. This is very, very good. Let's keep going. There's only a couple tracks left. Track 8 is called Little Fade. Little Fade. Kenny Beats producing. Track 8. Here we go. God, just fascinating shit.
Lil Fade, trippin', get your whip sprayed. Chop it with my bitch stay. Shoot shit, pocket full of blue strips. Lord, then I'm still paid. Act out, lucky if you packed out.
Really huh, rap about. Cool beat.
Find out, know the city mine now. Get some other shit to like about. So suck with it, tell me if it's up. Bitch, best stay with it, no, I can't play with it. So suck with it, tell me if it's up. Bitch. Can't come with it, then I can't fuck with it. So suck with it, tell me if it's up. Bitch, north side with it, so of course sign with it. So suck with it, tell me if it's up. Bitch,
huh.
Can't be fucked with wall calls. Homies on the 4 yard, running up the scorecard. Death threats, I ain't lose a step yet. Still hanging like a Warhol. Wartime, I was in the backseat. I was on the front lines, smoke cuz, he was popping hot shit, now we on the pro club, show us up with it, tell me if it's up, bitch,
huh.
Best stay with it, no, I can't play with it, show us up with it, tell me if it's up, bitch, can't come with it, then I can't fuck with it, show us up with it, tell me if it's up, bitch, north side with it, so of course sign with it, show us up with it, tell me if it's up, bitch, can't be fucked with it.
You feel me? Northside, 65th Street. Free Pat Slim, free Gino. Free B Scrap, free Rio. Free Young Faye gonna be out by the time this drop. Free Small Hands. Free Big Young.
Huh. Trippy little sounds. Good job. Good job, Kenny, with those little sounds. There's no summary on this one either. I was thinking with this chorus, so what's up with it? Tell me if it's up, bitch. You know, best stay with it. No, I can't play with it. So what's up with it? It sounds like... I don't know. I was going to say, I don't want to say it because I'm very certain I'm going to sound stupid as fuck. Stupid as fuck. Basically, it sounds like this kind of half-hearted call to battle. And it's, you know, what's up with it? Is it up? Tell me if it's up. You know, Northside with it. I'm with it. Tell me if it's up. What's up with it? Can't be fucked with. But it's kind of in this half-hearted sense. And to me, that somewhat tracks in the sense of how these last couple of songs have played out. This little interlude, which I assume was his mom. I don't know. And then this idea of, fuck, it's almost easier to just be involved in the street shit than anything else, because at least I know who my enemy is. But at the same time, doesn't that suck? So, you know, here's your maybe if this is like your little call the battle type thing, and it's like, yeah, okay, what's up? Yeah, what's all right? Yeah, let me know. Let me know if shit's popping off, and I'll be there. But like, it's not what you want, right? Like, you don't want to do that, but it's like, I don't know what else to fucking do type of thing. I don't know. No idea. What's a pocket full of blue strips? I don't know what that means. Blue strips. Oh, $100 bills. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, blow it, and I'm still paid. Lucky if you backed out. Really rap what I'm about. Find out. No, the city's mine now. Homies on the 4 yard. I don't know what that means. Running up the scorecard. Death threats ain't even lost a step yet. Hanging like a Warhol. That's like a painting, right? Wartime. I was in the back seat. I was on the front lines. Smoke because he was popping hot shit. Now he's on a pro club. What the fuck does that mean? Oh, blank t-shirts. Oh, okay. Oh, now he's on a pro club. Pro club is a brand of blank t-shirts used to make memorial shirts. Okay, so now he's dead. Ha. Huh. Trippy. Track 9 is called Lakewood Mall. It's 77 seconds long. Produced by Kenny Beats. Let's drop in. Lakewood Mall. Let's see what this is.
Nigga met this nigga at the McDonald's at Lakewood Mall. This nigga, like, randomly, like, bro, I got the blue LA for your 38 Derringer. Mind you, nigga, this a, you feel me? It's the little pearl handle thing. In and out. Nigga, give it to him. Later on that night, nigga get pulled over. Police thoroughly searched the car. Oh God, nigga would've got cracked if I would've kept it. And they never even knew I got rid of the gun. I never told them, so the whole time they searching, everybody in the car is scared. I forgot to tell them, like, nigga, Ben gave that shit away. Damn. Niggas go to this little party. Whatever the case, niggas like, fuck it, we ain't got nothing to do. We gon' go. Mind you, niggas ain't had shit to do all day. Niggas been getting robbed and some old shit. This is wild. Then it's like, nah, I'm cool. Niggas go shake, go home. Later on that night, the homie, they get booked. Two bodies, crazy. Allegedly, though, free tie bud.
Allegedly.
Moral of this whole story, nigga gotta think ahead, which a nigga always have. You gotta separate yourself from bullshit. Can't get wrapped up in it. And once again, it's still free pack slam to that free pack slam.
What? No summary about what it's about. I mean, I feel like I should understand what it's about, but I also feel like there's some key details being left out. So, randomly, I've got the blue LAs for 38. Pearl hammer handle the thing. Gives it to him later on that night. Gets pulled over. Police thoroughly searched the car. Would have got crapped if I kept it. They never knew I got rid of the gun. I never told them. Everyone's in the car freaking out. I've been like, I gave that shit away. So then they go to the party. They got nothing to do. Ain't shit to do all day. People have been getting robbed. The more shit's wild. Vince is like, nah, I'm cool. They go shake, go home. And at night, the homies, they get booked. Two bodies. Allegedly. Gotta think ahead. I miss a detail here. I mean, anyway. Well, whatever. Kind of another interesting little interlude, especially after the apple and the tree type thing. I almost wonder if this whole bit right here is just Vince saying, you know what, sometimes this is how randomly lucky you get. Obviously, at the end, they're talking about you got to think ahead, you got to be smart. Sure, of course, you got to be smart. Sometimes it don't fucking matter, right? Sometimes you just get lucky, and that's it. And when that, like, flies in your face, just blatant luck, like a near-death experience or something like that, like a car crash where all this shit happens around you and nothing happens to you for whatever reason. Like, you know, you see stuff like that on videos online and stuff. There's one I remember seeing. It was car crash. But it was just this girl. It was like Eastern Europe or some shit. The roads are all snowy. This girl's walking on the sidewalk and the car spins. And it slams right into this telephone pole right before she gets there. Like the car brushes against her arm before it slams into the telephone pole that she was going to walk between. Holy fuck. Like just two, if she's 2 seconds earlier, she's dead. I mean, dead. Smashed. There you go. You never know. So I wonder if that's what this is. This whole story, this little bit is Vince just kind of going, yeah, fucking, I dodged the bullet. I decided, nah, I'm not going to go. I shook. I went home. They got booked. That was it. That simple. You know, there's not a lot of detail as to why he didn't go. Makes me think of Conway the Machine, too. That whole bit that he's talking about going through the final track on God Don't Make Mistakes. And what if I would have done this? And I wasn't going to go to the party, but I went anyway. And all this. And ends up getting shot. And then his mom fucking crying, talking about all them books I gave you for school. You're supposed to be doing your schoolwork, but instead you were writing your raps. And she's like, it's fascinating, man. It's fascinating how life just does stuff. All right, there's one more track. It's called MHM. I don't know what that stands for. There's no summary. Not a lot of people spending time on these lyrics. Only 21,000 views. Producers are Nils and Kenny Beats. Here we go. Final track off of the self-titled album.
Come get a body, 30 deep on Poppy. Police won't stop me, that's on Johnny, come and find me. I ain't hiding, they homies dying, they ain't riding. She cute, she wet, them water sliding. Yeah, it's been a minute
since I've water been up sliding.
Soft cherry, you get scary by that church's chicken. You niggas bitches, kill you if you look suspicious. Trying to make it in the game, you gotta know the glitches. Chip cuz, tell him come and zip cuz. Hundred on his headstone, homies call me rich cuz. Flip cuz, candles cuz they miss cuz. I ain't got a diss cuz, you know what it is cuz. Dog ways, baby, cuz I'm park raised. We can do it late night, we can do it broad day.
Huh. Oh, that's what the song is called. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Baby, got the strap in case I got a
I get it now.
She been with me since we was on Olive Ave. For Corona, I was at Ramona with the mask. For Corona, knew the streets was over. Wash my hands. Full of vultures, so you know I wash my back. Couldn't give it up. Guess I got attached. Still without a scratch. Still with all of that. Snitching niggas even got the water tapped. Damn, shit,
he even got the water taps. Good little word by there.
Homies call me rich cuz. Flip cuz, candles cuz they miss cuz. I ain't got a diss cuz. You know what it is cuz. Dog ways, baby, cuz I'm park raised. We can do it late night. We can do it broad day.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me take the 91 East. Get off on chair and turn right. Take it all the way straight to south. Then we get to south. Make that left. That's all the hood right there. Go down south. Matter of fact, go down south. You get to Clark, Bellflower. That's
cherry. That's all the hood. They homie.
Huh. I'm gonna click the annotation. Okay, so they just drew a map, basically. But you know, the very last thing he says is dead homies. And it's like he's giving directions. He's giving directions to the hood, okay? But isn't he kind of giving directions to a graveyard? In a sense? You know, if you're going to go to the graveyard, you're going to go to, you know, somebody dies. Oh, where's the burial? Oh, it's here. Okay, where's that? Oh, here's the directions. Doesn't really happen now. Okay, everyone's got fucking smartphones and pins and maps and shit like that, but... Huh. That song definitely had a feel of, it is what it is. Come get a body, 30 deep on Bobby, police won't stop me, that's on Johnny, come and find me. I ain't hiding, their homies are dying, they ain't riding. She's cute, she's wet, I'm water sliding. It's been a minute since I've been up in the trenches, south of Cherry, I get scared by that church's chicken. Hey, bitches, kill you if you look suspicious, trying to make it in the game. You gotta know the glitches. Chip cuz, tell him, come and zip cuz. 100 on a headstone, homies called me rich cuz. Huh. Baby got the strap in case I got a blast. She's been with me since we was on Olive Ave. For Corona, I was at Ramona Park with the mask. Knew the streets was over, washed my hands. Full of vultures, so you know I watch my back. Couldn't give it up. Guess I got attached. Still without a scratch. Still with all of that. Snitching people even got the water tapped. Huh. Mm-hmm. You know, fascinating. Fascinating project. I'm glad I'm doing this. I was hesitant. There's a couple albums I almost picked instead. Heard some good stuff about the new one. I'm going to sit down with that next, but I'm glad I sat down with these two. Fuck, these are cool, man. These are really cool. Really, really impressive. I said at the end of the FM reaction that I felt like FM was the yin to the Two Pimple Butterflies yang. The inversion of that, where Kendrick obviously puts in a lot of work to explain a lot of things and go through a lot of stuff on that album. And it's excellent, of course. But this is kind of the opposite side. You know, you can tell a lot without doing that too. So it's really fascinating to see twice now what Vince has done on 20, just over 20 minutes worth of music. Pretty fucking impressive. Yeah. Pretty fucking impressive. Okay. Well, two music videos. Let's check them out. I really liked the music video for fun with the Google Street Maps view. That shit was cool. It was really well done, the way it was shot. Music videos are Patreon only, so if you want to watch them, $2. Uncut. No ads on the video. MP3 version. Words. Do I have it prepared? I hope so. I certainly hope so. Otherwise, I will look a fool. Yet again, I excel at looking a fool. Let's see. We got two videos. Are You With That? And Law of Averages. Oh, so the first two tracks. Okay. Okay, cool. All right. Well, here we go. Here is Are You With That?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Running. City going up, so you better bust. Finish it, really want to us. Really spilling blood.
He's running.
Everybody tough. Today gotta go and see the judge. Nigga better hush. Remember growing up, all I wanted was to be a thug. Wanted me a plug to get a little bread. Shoot a couple niggas in the head. Still outside. I don't hide from this shit for life. Had to fight for my life. Took them hits and strike. If I die for the guys, and my candlelight going up like the club. After that go slide. Are you with that? I won't get back. I'm going up out and crack. Are you with that? I want big racks. I'm gonna flock, I'm gonna stack. Are you with that? Won't forget that shit I saw in my past. Are you with that? Like I'm with that. Hope you watching your back.
What kind of $20 bill is that? That was not American.
Hope you watching, yeah. Your back. Hope you watching your back.
Yeah, whenever I miss those days, visit my crips that lay under the ground, running around. We was them kids that played all in the street, following leads and niggas who lost their ways. Some of them outside still, some of them inside graves. I'm a real beach boy.
This is fascinating. The inverse of growth, right? The inverse of something growing up from the ground and the soil and sprouting and blooming out. Instead, he's just slowly growing into the grave.
I'm a real beach boy. Come ride my wave. Left me with the either or. Fill these voids and fill my bank. Blue strips only, you switched on me. Mama told me about you snakes. Keep my shit off safety. You know you can't never be too safe. Are you with that? I won't get back. I'm gon' hop out and crack. Are you with that? I want big racks. I'm gon' flock, I'm gon' stack. Are you with that? Won't forget that shit I saw in my past. Are you with that? Like I'm with that. Hope you watching your back.
Dude, Vince Staples is fucking skyrocketing up my list. Skyrocketing. I fucking really, really like what this guy's doing. This shit's incredible. What I like too is he doesn't like make it too complicated or too very straightforward. Very straightforward, man. Just puts it out there. That's cool. All right, here's the Law of Averages video. Let's check this one out. Oh, trippy.
Fuck a bitch, I don't trust no bitch with my government. Fuck a friend, I don't want no friends with no open hands. Count my bands all alone at home. Don't you call my phone. Everyone that I ever known ask me for a loan. Leave me alone, 44 Stallone. Get that nigga gone. Raging bull, this not paid in full, but I kill my own. Yes, I love you cause you black, but don't love your ass like that. I will put you on a shirt if you fuck me out my racks. Cherry app, down the app, hold you ass. Louis bag, Gucci bag, you got bag.
All the baggage.
Baggage. I will never give my money to a bad bitch. I will never give my money to a bad bitch. Dairy Ave, Locust Ave.
What's the deal with all everybody just sitting reading the paper on the lawn? I don't know what that's about.
How you average. Birkin bag, Chloe bag, you got baggage. You will never catch me slipping out in traffic. You will never catch me slipping out in traffic. AMGs and SMGs, I'm in a dash shit. Ay. Wasn't what he thought, we called him like a catfish. Ay. Niggas falling out and screaming like they Baptist. Ay. Only love her if she ratchet. Ay. If that
save us, and it's on a t-shirt. This shit's fucking wild, man.
Got the squabble, now he cash his clay. But them Hurricane Carter, you know I'm gonna catch a case. But Lil Wayne Carter, would I call my 38? Kiss your baby in the face if you play with where I stay. Bad app, down the app, hold you average. Louis bag, Gucci bag, you got baggage. I will never give my money to a bad bitch. I will never give my money to a bad bitch. Dairy Ave, Locust Ave, ho, you average. Birkin bag, Chloe bag, you got baggage. You will never catch me slipping out in traffic. You will never catch me slipping out in traffic. Fuck the bitch, I don't trust no bitch with my government.
Ha.
Get
into insanity, pay the first. That one girl's shirt says, fuck a bitch. They've all got these fake fucking smiles on. What the fuck, man? I feel like I should understand what was going on there. I also feel like I need to watch it like two or three more times to get it. Yo, Law of Averages. It makes it... is he trying to say, you know... Through the law of averages, it seems like somebody would make it out of here alive, right? We shouldn't all be trapped here. maybe he's trying to contemplate the idea of why, you know, why is it him? Why did he process? They're trying to process, you know, why the fuck did I make it? How come nobody else made it? Especially too, like with Vince, the way he's kind of gone on about certain things. Yeah, no point has he made it sound like, or, you know, put out the idea of, oh, I made it because I'm special and I did certain things and I was smarter than everyone. He hasn't said anything like that, right? Like, he's just him. And so it feels like he really is grappling with the idea of just surviving because of blind luck. This is fucking fun, dude. Super fun. I'm so glad I sat down with these first. I'm so glad I recorded these two first, even though it's a little late in the day. The other stuff is going to be, it's going to be delayed, but this is great. This is great. Now I'm ready for the new one. I know I'm going to miss Ramona Park, but that's okay. I'll check it out. I'll probably check it out at some point. Although I've heard people say they didn't like Ramona Park either. Who knows? These two were fucking great. I loved both FM and self-titled. These are both great. So I'm going to shut up and we'll get to the new one right away. Maybe I'll stream. Maybe I will stream. I don't know. We'll see. All right, y'all. Take care.